Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this cosmetic influencer was sent to the Russian front lines for blinding a patient. Russia let her choose between 11 months in prison or the battlefield. She made her choice. If you think it can't be that bad, then just do a search for what life is like at a Russian prison. I can see her working as a medic on the front lines and covering bullet wounds with filler and blush. There your wound is good as new. Then again, they'll probably just use her to clear mines. Up next, here's an example of boomernomics. Your mom didn't actually give you a PS2 when you wanted it, and there's you saying no to your mother when she wants you to give her a grandkid. I feel bad for not giving my parents a grandkid even though surrogacy actually works. But my physical pain in 2025 was so bad that I honestly don't think that I could survive it, and kids are stressful, and would cause my autoimmune conditions to flare up. And the sad part is I can afford to reproduce using IVF surrogacy now. Number three, this is a man with the last name Burger, married to a woman with the last name King, and Burger King paid for their wedding. I wonder if they said, "I now pronounce you Mr. and Mrs. Burger King." This also seems to be one of the few rare exceptions where a woman hyphenating her last name seems legit. But you just know that one day if they get divorced, she's gonna have it her way. Plus the alimony he's gonna pay for the kids is going to be a whopper. Moving on, an Egyptian Salafi group warns that tomatoes are Christian. People are saying that tomatoes are crusader pilled, but they weren't even around in Europe back then. I didn't know this, but they're originally from Peru. And if Muslims do hate them, then it's time to eat a BLT sandwich around them and watch them lose their minds. That should be the modern crusader food. What kind of religion identifies a fruit or a vegetable with a group they hate? Number five, and speaking of crusades, this woman looks like she was around during them. Here's the transformation of Lily Rose for a new horror film called Werewolf. And here I just thought that the picture on the right was just one without makeup. This looks like a picture of a call girl on the ad, and then when she arrives. Either that, or that's what a millionaire's wife looks like on the left, and a billionaire's wife on the right for some reason. Up next, this dangerous rapist was returned to the streets. The truth is that the prisons are full and the government just won't say it yet. He was released to a native reservation and the Canadian government wants to figure out why so many native women are going missing. Maybe this is why. This just proves to me that Canada doesn't have a justice system, but instead has a legal system. This just proves to me that we need to bring back the death penalty. Number seven, here's what's about to happen in society. The introverts are about to start using AI to defeat the productivity of corporations. And things are about to get real, when one day we see a billion-dollar company with only one or two people working in it, but only introverts that are autistic as well. It's going to work out long-term, but in the shorter term, here's what it's going to look like when the AI bubble pops. But when it pops, nobody knows. Moving on, this woman was a radical feminist and now she's devoting her life to her husband and kids. This is what happens when the notch count is so high that they hide in traditionalism, now that she's ready to settle down. Remember, they are all broken beyond repair, and don't fall for it, there's no way to fix them. Don't trust a woman trying to control you by keeping your belly full and your gonads empty. It's all just manipulation. She also wants tradition because she won't have to work. Number nine, why is it that after a breakup, women destroy themselves while men build themselves up? Also, we need to replace the sandwiches with schwing-schwangs to be more accurate. Also, if the man was with someone he really loved, then he's out there crying for 6 months. And meanwhile, she's out there shuckling you schwing-schwangs in just a week. The man will not only work out, but make tons of money and get other parts of his life in order without the chaos of a woman around. Up next, what the hell is wrong with the Canadian government? First, they ended a whole bunch of ostriches, and now they want to euthanize peacocks and chickens too. They already killed their ducks. I guess our country needs to get rid of the wildlife and use me to get rid of people too, to make way for all the Indians with measles and tuberculosis coming into the country. How long before they actually start ending people's dogs, cats, and kids too? Number 11, Andrew Tate figured out that once you're rich and famous, you can have any girl you want. But you realize they're all bad and you don't want a single one of them. Greg says that some girl turned Tate down around the age of 14 and now he's raging ever since. Greg is using the old "who hurt you" line to say Tate is emotionally damaged, but shame won't work on him. He knows how female nature works. Great to see that Andrew Tate is going his own way. All roads lead to MGTOW. Moving on, are these two looks matched? Clearly not. Also look at the way that she's leaning out and the way that he's leaning in. The lines never lie. You also don't even need to get your protractor out to see it. But in reality, they are looks match based on the homely-looking face she has. But in this day and age, even women like this expect a man that's a 10. Both of them have a face length that's 3 feet long if they combined it. Number 13, does anyone remember when we had really big slides as kids? I had one that was about half as tall and they were replaced by dangerous tire swings, and today even those are gone. Breaking your arm on the playground was also normal. So was being burned by the slide or getting hit by a swing, the way I was once and got a concussion. Eventually they got rid of the merry-go-rounds too for safety reasons. Up next, crazy how body positivity died when Ozempic hit the market. Fat women will be fetishized once more, as they should be when their egos will diminish. Some guys want a woman that's big in the waist and pretty in the face. Those women will have to humble themselves if they can't afford Ozempic. Also, I can't wait to see all the side effects of weight loss drugs. We really don't know what's going to happen in the long term. Body positivity was just really cope. Number 15, here's the last thing you see before leaking state secrets. Honey traps. Honey traps everywhere. The guys that fall for this are leaking more than just secrets, though. Most guys, even if they didn't know any state secrets, would probably make some up to be with an Asian chick with chesticles that big. The Chinese government knows what they're doing, getting her to spy for them. I'd love to leak some state secrets right into her pants. Moving on, her father is horrified after discovering his coworker pays for his daughter's OnlyFools page. I suspect that once boomers die off, then most of the OnlyFans paying customers will die with them. Something tells me that the 500 million Indian men out there won't be paying for OF content. Also, if this is in the olden days, this guy's coworker would have just met her at the local strip club, where she was stripping. Her dad has failed as a father. Number 17 is yet more insanity in the UK. If you tell someone in the workplace that you're sorry because you can't understand their accent, that could be grounds for racial discrimination. So not being able to understand your DEI hire foreign boss would be perceived as racism. Also remember to smile and say that diversity is our strength. I wonder what will happen if you just said, I'm not listening to you because you're brown instead. I wonder how well that would go over. Up next, El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, does it again. He approved the genetic verification law where DNA testing is now required at birth to register a child. He says the law isn't against women, but against lies, and that there'll be no more fathers raising children who are not their own. Man, I wish that I could have a red-pilled president like this. America needs to pass the same thing. But if it tried, women would riot in the streets, tearing up the pavement with their high-heeled hooves. Number 19, the Canadian government is also going crazy. It brought some of the dirtiest people on Earth to Canada while putting a carbon tax on some of the cleanest on Earth. This is the India that Indians don't want you to see. Why are they like this? People are saying that this has to be AI-generated. Yes, it's real, and here's another one. Even AI would have a hard time making something that filthy. I'm so tired of this. If Canada becomes like this, then I'm out. Moving on, this explains socialism. Taking $500 from a worker and giving it to 5 lazy people to buy their votes so you outnumber the workers. It only works in cities because people are anonymous. The reason it doesn't work in the country or rural areas as much is because if you're lazy, everyone will shame you, so you'll be more likely to work and therefore be less likely to vote for socialists. Any questions? Now, how do I get enough people to move to the country? Number 21, Vox promoted the idea that the idea of carnivore caveman was just a myth. Sure it was. With no way to preserve food and short growing seasons, the only way to survive in colder climates was to hunt all winter. Have they not seen how the Inuit people living up north traditionally in igloos ate? Mostly whale blubber and fish. And they ate it raw. We have still yet to discover cave paintings of people collecting salads. Up next, here's a picture from 2005 where the Trump and Killens are getting along. What could have possibly changed? Just look at them smiling and having fun while keeping a mental note of how to destroy each other in the back of their minds. Regardless, the Killens sure look like they like Orange Man, even though he wasn't orange back then. I'm sure their so-called friendship was done once Trump won the 2016 election. Guys, find a woman that looks at Trump the way that Hillary does. Number 23, gay males have the lowest breakup rate and lesbian couples have the highest, with hetero couples in the middle. Turd-flinging monkey seems to think that it has something to do with the quantity of sex. The couples that have the most sex tend to stay together, with gay males having the most and lesbians having the least. He's probably onto something because I remember a lesbian I knew ending her relationship and mentioning that the sex was almost non-existent and she was frustrated enough to leave. One example, but I'm sure that there are many more. Moving on, which one would you choose? The donkey that can get you out of the desert, or the woman that'll be your wife? You probably think you're smart picking the donkey because what good is a wife when you'll die of thirst in the desert with her? But turd-flinging monkey has you beat. He says that you can also ride the woman right out of the desert as well if you get creative like this fellow. This is what being a pony girl is all about. Number 25 on the last one, dear women, you didn't seem to get the memo that men don't like nose rings. Actually, this is wrong, and we also need to circle the green fluorescent hair, because we don't like that either. As far as I'm concerned, that's a much bigger red flag than the septum ring. Women like this almost always remind me of Bebop from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But I don't want to insult Bebop because that Hogman is a hero to many folks. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.